order to convey to mankind such knowledge, which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Creed Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author, Abrushin. It explains the will of God which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion, and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Great Message is now brought to you. Author of the Great Message says, and I quote, "Morality. It is as though a dark thunder cloud were hanging over humanity. The atmosphere is sultry. Man's intuitive faculty labors sluggishly under a heavy pressure. Only the nerves affecting the senses and animal instincts of the bodies are in a highly strong condition, artificially stimulated through the error of a wrong education, of a false attitude, and self-delusion. In this respect, the man of today is not normal, but is burdened with a morbid sexual instinct, aggravated tenfold, for which in a hundred forms and ways he seeks to establish a cult that is bound to become the ruin of all humanity. Infectious and contagious as a plague, all this gradually influences also those who still seek desperately to cling to an ideal that floats hidden in their semi-conscious mind. They indeed stretch forth their arms longingly towards it, but ever again, after a glance at their surroundings, drop them with a sigh of hopelessness and despair. Utterly helpless, they observe with horror how swiftly the clear vision regarding morality and bad habits is obscured, how the capacity to judge is lost, and how these concepts change to such an extent that so much which only a short time before would still have aroused disgust and contempt is very soon regarded as quite natural, not even causing surprise. But the cup will soon be filled to the brim. A terrible awakening must come. Already now, these sensually overwrought masses will sometimes, quite involuntarily and unconsciously, recoil in sudden misgiving. A momentary feeling of uncertainty grips many a heart, but it brings no awakening, nor any clear perception of their unworthy conduct. They thereupon only redouble their efforts to shake off such weakness or last remnants of old-fashioned ideas, if not to suppress them altogether. Progress at any price. That is what it must be. However, one can progress in two directions, upwards or downwards, as one chooses. And as things now stand, it is downwards, with horrifying speed. When the hour strikes for those hurtling downwards to encounter a strong resistance, the impact must shatter them. In this sultry atmosphere, the thundercloud grows ever more dense and ominous. At any moment, now, the first flash of lightning may be expected, rending and lighting up the darkness, and brilliantly illuminating the most obscure corner so relentlessly and sharply as to bring liberation to those striving for light and clarity, but destruction to those who have no longing for the light. The longer this cloud has time to grow in darkness and density, the more dazzling and terrifying will also be the lightning it generates. Gone will be the soft, innervating atmosphere, whose sluggish embrace hides a lurking sensuality. For the first flash of lightning will quite naturally also be followed by a current of fresh, breezing air, bringing new life. In the cold clarity of the light, all the products of morbid imagination will suddenly stand stripped of their dazzling falsehoods before the eyes of horrified humanity. The awakening will strike the souls like the shock of a mighty thunderclap, so that the living spring water of undimmed truth can pour forth and rush over the losing soil. The day of freedom dawns, deliverance from the spell of an immorality that has existed for thousands of years and that is now reaching its climax. Look around you. Observe what people read, how they dance, how they dress. By tearing down all barriers between the two sexes, the present time is more than ever anxious systematically to obscure the purity of the intuition, plus to distort it and give it misleading mask, and ultimately, if at all possible, to smother it. When misgivings arise, they are quietened by high-sounding talk, which, however, proves on investigation to emanate only from the inwardly vibrating sensual instinct. In order to provide ever-fresh nourishment for the carnal lusts in countless ways, skillful and clumsy, open and covert, they speak of the emergence of a free, independent humanity, of a development of inner stability, of physical culture, the beauty of the nude, ennobled sports, and of education to bring to life the saying, to the pure, all things are pure. In short, upliftment of the human race by laying aside all prudery, thus producing the noble and free human being who is to carry the future. Woe to him who dares to remonstrate. With a great outcry, accusations are immediately hurled at such an audacious person, similar to the assertions that only impure thoughts can make him find anything wrong in it. It is a mad whirlpool of foul water, spreading a stupefying, poisoning atmosphere, which, like the effect of morphine, induces mental delusions, into which thousands upon thousands continually allow themselves to slide until they become so weakened that they go under. A brother seeks to enlighten his sister, and children their parents. Like a storm-driven tide, it sweeps over all mankind, and wild breakers surge round the few who, gripped with repugnance, have retained their balance and still stand like solitary rocks in the sea. To these cling many, whose strength threatens to fail them in the violent storm. It is good to see these small groups standing like refreshing oases in the desert, inviting the traveler to find rest and recuperation after grimly battling his way through the sandstorm that threatened to overwhelm him. What is being preached today under the fine guise of progress is nothing but a veiled encouragement of utter shamelessness. The poisoning of every higher intuition in man. It is the greatest pestilence that ever befell humanity. And strange, it seems as if so many had only been waiting for a plausible excuse to debase themselves. To countless people, it is very welcome. But he who knows the spiritual laws operating in the universe will turn away in disgust from today's pursuits. Let us take just one of the most harmless pleasures, mixed bathing. To the pure, all things are pure. These words have such a pleasant sound that many things are permissible under their protection. But just let us consider the simplest ethereal happenings in such a bathing place. Let us assume that of 30 persons of both sexes, 29 are really pure in every respect. This is an assumption which is completely impossible from the very start. For the opposite will be more correct, and even then still rare. But let us assume it. Stimulated by what he sees, impure thoughts arise in the mind of the one, the 38th beta, although his outward behavior may be absolutely irreproachable. These thoughts are immediately embodied ethereally in living thought forms, which move towards and attach themselves to the object of his glances. This is a defilement, whether or not it leads to any remarks or improprieties. The person thus contaminated will carry about this dirt, which is capable of attracting similar straying thought forms. Thereby, they become denser, ever denser around this person, and may finally confuse and poison the victim, as a parasitic creeper often destroys the healthiest tree. Such are the ethereal happenings in so-called harmless mixed bathing at party games, dances, and the like. End of quote. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message can be obtained on Grail Land, Ijaw Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers, and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. For those in Port Harcourt in Rivers, let's make some announcement where you can get copies of the great message. In Port Harcourt, the great center is at Omachi Guest House Road, opposite Rumo Okoro Police Station, Rumo Odumaya. In Ibadan, Yokele Pekun Bus Stop, Kilometer 8, Old Ife Road, Ibadan. In Ogbomosho, Poda Shopping Complex, Nitel Junction, Ogbomosho. And in Abeokuta, number 50, Quarry Road, Ibara, Abeokuta. Now for those who would like to join us on this program, we shall announce the telephone numbers. And you can also listen to this program live anywhere in the world by simply downloading the Repa app on your Android and iOS phone. This is Truth of Life coming to you live on RayPower 100.5. Now for those who wish to come in contact with us or who wish to interact with us on this program, the telephone numbers are 0803-315-7493. Again, 0803-315-7493 or 0805-944-1123. Our WhatsApp number is 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298. Let us read some text messages while we are waiting for those who wish to interact with us. Now, Charles sent in a text message. Some people go to the tomb of their beloved ones to pray for one reason or the other. Is it advisable to do that? Well, first thing you must know that whether you go to the tomb of the departed one or not, first thing is the departed one, can he really help you? Or can it not help you? So it does not mean that the person who has departed is now able to help you. We shall continue after taking this call from Francis is calling from Satellite Town. Hello, Francis. Good evening.
No branch from a family that any branch somebody can keep for prayer.
You say?
Hello.
Go on.
You have announced everywhere that you didn't announce that no branch from Orile, along with that, you said that no branch from Orile from Badagry.
Okay, where you can get copies of the great message in Orile and Badagry area. Now, there are two places you can go. First of all, you can go to Festac Town. Festac Town, the address of the great center is 208 Road, C Close House 3. Again, Festac Town, 208 Road, C Close House 3. And in Agbara Estate, you can also get copies of the great message there. There's a great center there inside the Agbara Estate. And the address is number 3, Abba Close. Agbara Estate. Number 3, Abba Close, Agbara Estate. Now back to the question by Charles. Now when somebody passes into the beyond, it does not mean that because he has passed into the beyond, he is then able to help you. It's similar to somebody who travels abroad. Because he has gone to London or America, does it mean that the moment he gets there, he can help you? Perhaps he himself is still there struggling. So in the same way, the one who has passed into the beyond, he may even need your prayer so that he can find his way there. And not that you want his help. He can only help you if he himself is capable of helping. And he can only be capable of helping when he, beforehand, even before he leaves the flesh and passes into the beyond, he has learned all the spiritual lessons that is necessary. He has come to the recognition of his errors and he has matured to a point where he can now help. It's only then that he can be allowed to give you help or to be in one way or the other to assist you. And in such instances, you don't even need to go to the place where the person is buried before you can communicate with him. Do not imagine that because that was where he's buried, he will continue to stay there forever. Sooner or later, the connecting cord between the soul and the physical body he has discarded will be cut. And the soul will leave that spot and will be attracted to that period, that region in the beyond where he belongs, where he has worked for himself. And there he will meet those of the same kind, the same nature, the same behavior and so on. And they will interact with each other in that environment. But if you send thoughts of prayer or help to him who has passed into the beyond, wherever he may be, the thoughts or the prayer will reach him. So that is how you can answer that question. But again, when you read the great message, you find other directions. Okay, another text message by Matthew. He says, do animals have spirits like man? No, animals do not have spirit like man. It is only man that has at his core spirit, because it comes from the spiritual realm. But animals come from a region that is called the region substantiality, which is below the paradise of the human spirit. That is where animals come. And they are what you call souls. They do not have spirit. Barry Sadan is calling from Igodo. Good evening. He say what? Whether polygamy is right in the sight of the Almighty.
And this one is that if I want to ask, if the most of God are at one time, how can the two major religions, which is the same thing when it comes to church marriage, and the movement of Christians, that is your defining issue of marriage, and the same God, you know, go claim to science?
Okay. First of all, concerning polygamy, you know, true love exists between one man and one woman. But again, you must also remember that we are all at different levels of spiritual maturity. And so, some may have more than one wife and so on, but true love is between a man and a woman. And as to your second question, why is it that the mode of practicing or the mode of doing marriages in the two major religions differ, even though they are worshiping the same one God. The answer is that the Almighty Creator sent teachers, prophets, and also called ones to various people at various times. And the people that were sent to them, they will be sent to those at the level of their recognition and maturity. But unfortunately, when these prophets and teachers leave, human beings usually distort their teachings. That is why today you have so many teachings and so many religions. And yet, all teachers, all prophets were at one time sent by the Almighty Creator. It is human beings who turn these teachings into religion what we are supposed to do with these teachings is to make them into our daily life. Not to convert them into religion, but to, in a practical way, to imbibe these teachings into our day-to-day activity. In that way, we will be gradually striving to live according to the will of the Almighty Creator. It is when we now want to become more clever than the ones sent to us that we now find so many distortions. Alright. Amisu Musa is calling from Ketu. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, well, sir. I'm calling from Ketu, sir.
Alright, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk to you. Where I can get the government copy.
Okay, in Ketu area.
Good.
Yeah, go to number 47, Doyin Omololu Street. Number 47, Doyin Omololu Street, off Demori Street, Ketu Alakpere.
Okay, number 47,
Doyin Omololu Street.
Okay, number 47.
Doyin Omololu Street, off Demori Street, Ketu Alakpere.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. Alright, another text message here. Somebody writes, did Lucifer existed before man on earth? Please explain. Now Lucifer, you must know, was an archangel who lived in the divine kingdom. The divine kingdom is not part of creation. The divine kingdom stands above the entire creation. Lucifer was an archangel. At certain point, when man was developing in the material world, he was sent down to help man in his development. But he failed. But you see, Lucifer, because he is from the divine kingdom, he is eternal. That's why Lucifer cannot be destroyed. The only part of the entire thing that is eternal is the divine. Creation has a beginning, it can also have an end. But Lucifer is not in creation as his origin. His origin is above creation in the divine kingdom. Okay, the telephone numbers again for those who wish to interact. 0803-315-7493 or 0805-944-1123. David is calling from Apapa. Hello, David.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, go on.
Okay, my question is this, sir. If one who is faithful to God on this earth dies, does he go to heaven? Does the soul go to heaven directly? And those who are not faithful to God, where do they go? And is incarnation real?
All right. Now, those who are faithful to the Almighty Creator, do they go to heaven straight? No, they do not go to heaven straight. The reason is that this place where we are, called Earth, is the lowest ring of the entire creation, the lowest. Between this Earth and Paradise, the home of the human spirit, there are many, many planes. And each plane is also a plane of existence where people, human beings, will still have to live and experience and mature. And it's a step ladder fashion of development until finally man is able to reach spiritual perfection. Only then can he enter paradise. In a similar fashion, those who are unfaithful, they are only creating for themselves regions in the beyond that is of the same nature, that is dark, and it is very, very, it's something that you wouldn't like to do. Okay, I will answer this. Now, Emmanuel is calling from Songwater. Please, lower the volume of your radio, Emmanuel.
Okay, Okay, sir. Good evening, doctor.
Good evening. Yes, go on. Go on.
Doctor.
Yes, go on.
I hear you say that consulting a dead relation.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm listening.
My mortgage revolt. Because the dead relation might be undergoing some other process over there.
Yes.
Now, if that is the case, I read from the Bible, we know that people are engaged in necromancy. And they get results. So, why can't it be applied now?
Okay, now let me try and explain to you. See, when a man dies, it does not mean that because he's dead, then he becomes all wise. If he were foolish here, when he passes on, he will become foolish there also. Unless he makes use of the opportunity there to become wise. If he is, while here, he is a careless person, it doesn't mean that because he's dead, he becomes careful. No. Because you already take your character along with you in your journey. So, to now go and say maybe you want to get help from him, it does not mean that he can help you. Yes, there are people who go about and try to get help through what you call mediums, and then they summon the soul of the departed and ask questions, but it does not help the one who has departed, neither does it help you. Okay, Basil is calling from Alaba. Hello, Basil.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm confused about Jesus Christ. Because I know Mary is dead, three and one God. God is Father, God is Son, and God is Holy Spirit. I want to actually know whether Jesus Christ is a creator or a creation.
Okay, now the concept of the Holy Trinity. When you examine the great message, you get a clear picture. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is only one God. Only one. However, in his working, he is three. As God the Son, Jesus, as love, and the Holy Spirit as will. So, the concept of the Holy Trinity means God the Father on his right hand as part of him, and God within him as he walks is the love, that's Jesus. On his left hand as part of him is the Holy Spirit, which is the will, and that is the Holy Trinity. When you understand this, then you will know that it is only one God. But in his working, he is three. So try and understand it. But the error is because many people, they understand Jesus, but they don't understand the concept of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is the will of God. It is through the will of God that creation came into existence. It is the justice of the Almighty Creator. It is the so-called Comforter that Jesus Christ promised to send is the Holy Spirit, the Son of Man, and so on. So, his work is the one, he is the one that carried the fiat, let there be light within him. When God wanted to start creation, he severed a part of his will, and that part now went out of the divine to start creation. And you have been told about that also in the Bible when it says that, and the Spirit of God hovers above the water. The Spirit of God is the will of God, is Emmanuel. He is the one that is the Alpha and Omega through which creation came into existence. Creation can only come into existence outside the divine kingdom. The divine kingdom has existed no beginning, no end. The Almighty is in the divine kingdom. But the light that emanates from him, which light is also one with him, which is also life, and which is also power, was not allowed to go beyond a certain boundary after traveling for fabulous distances. The Almighty, the power in him, did not allow the light to go beyond that boundary. And that was how it was from all eternity. Until the time came, the Almighty wanted creation to come into existence. And for creation to come into existence, it has to be, light has to be placed outside the divine. And from there, the light to shine into the void. And the one that stood outside the divine to carry out that work is the Holy Spirit. He is also personal, like Jesus Christ. He is a person, but linked with the Almighty. As he is working, the Almighty is in him, and is the will of the Almighty. He is the one that it is said that sins against the Father can be forgiven, sins against the Son can be forgiven, or sins against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. Because the Holy Spirit is the law. And that is why Jesus Christ, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So that is the Holy Spirit. It's not just only in a conception, but it's also personal. Just like Jesus Christ is personal. So these are the two sons of the Almighty. Jesus Christ and Emmanuel. Jesus stands for love. Emmanuel stands for justice or the will. Both of them are within the Father. And they walk through, they walk, the Father is in them as they walk. That is the Holy Trinity. Okay, once again, for those who wish to interact, the telephone numbers 0803-315-7493 or 0805-944-1123. Okay, let me go back to the question asked by Mr. David in Apapa. He was talking about somebody who is faithful and somebody who is not faithful. We have already answered that. But he wants to know about incarnation or reincarnation. Yes, reincarnation occurs. It is not only one time we are permitted to come to this physical world, because one earth life is not sufficient for us to complete our development. So we come several times. Okay, Sisma. Stigma is calling from Auchi, and then is asking a question. Are the people who go to church the ones that are close to God? One too must know that our Lord Jesus Christ himself said that it is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. So you can go to church, you can go to mosque, you can go to your prayer houses, but if you don't do the will of the Almighty. Now the will of the Almighty Father manifests as the laws of God in creation. And these laws are basically three. That is the law of sowing and reaping. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. There is also the law of spiritual gravity, which says that when you are heavy spiritually, you must sink, and those who are light spiritually will rise. And there is also this law of spiritual gravity determines where a man will go when he leaves the flesh. If he has been doing good and living according to the laws of the Almighty, his spirit is light. When he leaves the flesh, he will rise in the beyond. But if he has been doing bad here on earth, when he dies, his soul or his spirit is heavy, is dark. When he leaves the flesh, he must sink in the ethereal world. That is how the law of gravity works. The law of spiritual gravity. Then there is also the law of attraction of homogeneous species. The law that says that birds of a feather flock together. And that is why when a man is even to be born into this world, he'll be attracted to that region or that people or that parent that is homogeneous to his soul. So also in the beyond. So the law that says birds of a feather flock together. So these are the laws, and they incorporate these three laws, the basic laws, they manifest in our life, and whether we understand them or we don't understand them, they are always working. So it is our duty to understand them and strive to live accordingly. Alright, now Joy calls and wants to know how you can be a member of Grail Message. Well, it's not really a membership thing, but first thing, you get a copy of the Grail Message, read and understand, and then you now know what it's all about. First of all, get a copy of the Grail Message, read it, understand it. If you cannot read, then you can go to the Grail Centers or Grail Information Centers where you can join a reading circle where people who are reading the Grail Message come together and they are guided by one who has already read the Grail Message. So you must understand what it is all about. So it's not a question of just joining, but to understand what it is. So this Grail Message brings new spiritual revelation of the truth, and it is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. So back to the question of David from Apapa, reincarnation. Yes, so we come severally to this earth life, and then we are given opportunity to also come. But when a time will come when such opportunity will no more be there. Alright, Agabi is calling from Auchi. Hello, Agabi.
Yeah, Agabi, big man.
Okay, go on. Okay, go on.
Hello?
Go on.
Yeah. This is Agabi, big man.
Go on with your question.
Yeah, the question I want to ask.
Yes. Now, to answer that question, it is not whether you go to church or you don't go to church that matters, but that you must understand the laws of the Almighty. Remember, Jesus said, it is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. So, our duty as human beings is to understand this will and strive to live according to the will of the Almighty Father. Okay, our last caller, Josephine, calling from Badagry. Is it true that if someone commits a sin, other people can pay a offering for him for forgiveness? You cannot pay offering for somebody for forgiveness. Each individual will have to pay for his own sin, because the law says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. It's not that somebody else will reap for you. The law is so specific in Adam and time. What you sow is what you reap. It's a law. Alright. Now, we are gradually coming to the end of this program. For those who may still wish to interact with us after this program, the telephone numbers to call 0803-315-7493. Again, 0803-315-7493. Our website, www.truthofliferadio.com. And then on the website, there's a link to join the WhatsApp discussion group. And the WhatsApp number is 0705-298-0298. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of the Great Message. Until we meet next Sunday, I am Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good night.